De La Rue cedes ground in Brighton dispute. Andy Barber, Brighton Socialist Party. De La Rue has ceded ground to its workers in Brighton by imposing a recruitment freeze so that existing cyclists and scooter riders don't see their hours diminish further. This is in the face of pressure exerted by the strike of the 14th of February and a petition signed by over 20,000 people. A public meeting on the 28th of February, organised by Brighton Trade Union Council and the Riders Union Independent Workers of Great Britain, IWGB, discussed developing a strategy to escalate the campaign. Their demands include ending victimisation, increasing the rate of paper drop from £4 to £5, and achieving the £8.45 living wage plus costs. The need was identified to increase public awareness of the riders' fight by leafleting and holding campaign stalls alongside a high-profile critical mass cycle ride planned for the 14th of March at 3 p.m. The rise of casualization of the workforce is clearly illustrated by the fact that Deliveroo uses between 500 and 600 riders in Brighton and Hove, with work averaging 15 hours a fortnight. It can be as infrequent as 1 to 4 times a month, with pay effectively falling to as little as £1 an hour considering time spent waiting at the zone centre. Precedents stemming from recent and ongoing legal cases surrounding the status of individuals are important. For example, exclusively contracting for a particular company over an extended period has been construed as affording worker status. Such rights as the national minimum wage, sick pay, holiday pay and the right to bring action over discrimination accrue from this. However, the worthiness of a clear strategy embracing industrial action is apparent, as evidenced by the Deliveroo dispute. Brighton Socialist Party fully supports the struggle of the Deliveroo riders,